Las Vegas-Los Angeles bullet train may receive federal funding. A resolution to support Brightline West and the Nevada Department of Transportation's application for an intercity passenger rail grant from the United States Department of Transportation was approved by the Clark County Commission. This grant may give up to $3.75 billion in funding for the establishment of a passenger rail service along Interstate 15. Financial aspects of the project, a Brightline spokesman, Bill Porritt, is reported to have said that this amount is a part of the U.S. infrastructure bill. Moreover, according to a report published by the Review Journal in April, the remaining expenditures would be covered by tax-exempt private activity bond allocations from Nevada and California, as well as private capital. A month ago, the Federal Railroad Administration confirmed that this project would not cause any substantial adverse effects on the environment by extending to LA. The commission's approval came after this confirmation. According to Porritt, Brightline has already spent $600 million on the project, and the amount includes environmental assessments. In June, the U.S. Department of Transportation awarded the project $25 million in grants. This amount would be used to finance the construction and design of two Brightline stations in Southern California. The company has announced several agreements with unions too. They would help in construction and in running the entire project. The total cost of the project is estimated to be $12 billion, and it is scheduled to be accessible to the public in 2027. New routes to appear should the train stay on schedule. Its launch would be just in time for the 2028 Olympic Games in LA. According to Brightline, the 218-mile train line would take travelers from Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga in around 2 hours. It would then take approximately 40 minutes to commute from Rancho Cucamonga to downtown Los Angeles using the Metrolink. In California, Hesperia and Apple Valley will both get new stations. For 96% of its route, the railway would be in the vicinity of Interstate 15. As it reaches the Las Vegas station, some sections in Nevada will run alongside the northbound lanes. Brightline West is also planning the construction of a station in Vegas on a company-owned 110-acre land on Las Vegas Boulevard. This land is located right between Warm Springs Road and Blue Diamond.